Darcy, give us an update on your family, other things that you got going on in your life.
Well, I'm surrounded all by girls. So, Kim, my wife, is the president and executive director of the foundation at the UW, University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. So she's a fundraiser, too, so we have a lot of interesting conversations at the dinner table every night. Oldest daughter, Elizabeth, is at Northern Michigan University in the nursing program and doing very, very well. And then we have two teenagers. Annika's a senior at Memorial High School, and she'll be attending UW lacrosse this fall, and she wants to get into a physical therapy, sports medicine type emphasis. And then the youngest is 17, and that's Emily, and she's a junior at Memorial High School, and Emily has got her heart set on going to UW Madison, so she wants to be a badger to her dad's disappointment.
I was going
to
say, how does that work?
I had a little fun with her when we had the family meeting about the opportunity at Michigan Tech, and I just said, you know, I have this opportunity to go back to Michigan Tech, but you need to understand that Coach Pearson doesn't want like the Badgers, and so one of the strings attached to my accepting this job is none of my children can attend UW Madison. And the look on Emily's face was priceless. But that's where she would like to go, and she's a good student, and she'll do well there.
Former Michigan Tech netminder and former fundraiser, now back with Michigan Tech. Darcy Way is with us. Darcy, when's the last time you strapped on the pads? How long has it been?
Oh, that was the alumni game in 2000.
So it hasn't been that long. I guess that's a long time.
Well, it's been a while. Yeah,
15 years.
15 years.
Randy and I were talking about this last week. He said, oh, you should do it again. You should do it again. But I think the head says yes, but the body kind of says no. You know, it's just, I think I could do it, but I think I might pay a price to do that.
Well, you played in the late 70s and early 80s. Do you, other than Mel, are there quite a few other former teammates that you keep in touch with, Darcy?
Yeah, and since the announcement went out with my starting, I've been getting some great phone calls and email messages. So last week I was on the phone with Greg Hay, and Greg's out in Portland, Oregon. Always stay in touch with Gord Salt and Tony Stiles, and Gordy's up in Calgary, and so is Tony. And, just looking at the alumni list and the familiar faces, you know, had Russ Becker on the phone yesterday, but Russ was a little bit after me. But so many familiar faces on that list that I need to catch up with and kind of reconnect with.
How about as you start back at Michigan Tech, what are some of the goals of yours to, you know, what are the things you're going to try to accomplish here in the next, you know, 6 months to a year?
Yeah, I think that's just getting out on the road, Wes, and then just seeing people. And again, I'm fortunate that I have that time period between my starting as a student athlete in 78 to my departing in 2001. So there's a big couple of decades there of hockey guys that I know and a lot of student athletes that I know that, again, it's just rekindling those relationships and getting in the car, jumping on an airplane and going out and spending some time with those folks and getting them reconnected with Michigan Tech.
And it's not just hockey as well. You've been around for all of our sports and have connections with former student athletes from all sports.
Exactly. Yeah, I did to get in and spend some time with Coach Luke last week and Coach Curley. It was like old friends time. It was just great to visit with those guys, and I'm excited to be working with them again and to meet Coach Cameron. She's one of a nice young lady, and she's having great success. And just to spend a half hour with her was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Darcy, before we let you go, we, of course, got to talk a little bit about the Stanley Cup playoffs and Calgary Flames. What are your prediction there? They lead the series 2-1. Big game tonight against Vancouver.
Yeah, and the city of Calgary is going bananas, Dirk. How can I describe it to you? Hockey in Canada is like the Packers in Wisconsin. It's like a religion. But the city of Calgary has really jumped on the back of the Flames, and they're excited about the possibility of a pretty good playoff run. But, you know, they've retooled their team. They got rid of Jerome and Kiprasov and some of those guys. So they got a young hockey club, and they're exciting to watch. But the team I'm watching right now is Steve Yzerman's Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
And I think he's learned the ropes from the Red Wings, from Kenny Holland, and he's kind of taken that model, and he's done a wonderful job. But I'm kind of leaning toward Steve Yzerman and his Lightning.
Well, they have a great team right now, and I think that's going to be a great series continuing between them and Detroit. And you're kind of, you've been a player, you've been somebody that's been watching the game for so long. Do you see somebody like Steve Yzerman eventually being taken back over to Detroit once Ken Holland and those guys hang it up?
Yeah, I could see that easily happening, Dirk. And you can see he's taken the Detroit model and he's applied it in Tampa Bay. But the other thing I find kind of cool is if you look at the Leighton's jerseys,
yeah,
he's taken the Red Wings jerseys and he's just taken, he's made them into the blue
oh,
color.
You got
of the
it, yeah.
He's
yeah.
copied the look. but Stevie Yzerman is a Detroit Red Wing, so to see him back running that organization in the future, I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen.
All right. Well, Darcy, we appreciate it. Good luck to your Calgary Flames, and not good luck to Tampa Bay. We're all Red Wing fans here, but we still love Stevie Yzerman, and we do love Tampa Bay's uniforms. But it's nice having you back at Michigan Tech, even if it's from a remote location. And I know you're excited, and I know all the coaches are excited about it, and we're just happy to have you back.
Yeah. Well, let me be clear, Dirk. I'm a Red Wings fan.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So,
you told me that one time.
My time in Michigan, I like the Red Wings, but I like the job Steve's done in Tampa Bay. But as a whole, NHL playoffs are like Christmas. There's just hockey games every night. You can't beat it.
No. All right, Darcy. Well, thanks for your time. We look forward to talking to you real soon, and good luck in your new old position back here at Michigan Tech.
Very good. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right. Darcy Way here on Mix 93 WKMJ. What a pleasure to have him on the air today. And we'll have more Huskies Drive Time in just a moment here on Mix 93.